Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And my name is Laura.
Today, we're on our literature unit, and we're going to be discussing over the next couple of days a story. It's actually quite a serious story, I think.
True, 没错。接下来我们三天的课文都是比较严肃的一个故事，那我们要来正式里面探讨的一些状况哦。
It's dealing with some fairly serious themes throughout the story.
Uh-huh.
So, like any good story, it's going to teach us some lessons. So, it's going to be fun in that way as well. Although it's going to seem quite serious, maybe a little bit sad at times, we're going to learn from the story today.
没错，其实呢，很多时候在人生当中一定会起起伏伏，会遇到一些比较严肃的话题。那透过今天的这个故事呢，或许我们可以学到一些非常宝贵的经验哦。So let's take a look at today's story.
The leaf that never fell.
On a warm summer day, two young artists met for the first time.Sue was from Maine and Joanna from California. They were both trying to make a living in New York. To save money, they shared a small third-floor apartment. Their neighbor was old Mr. Berman. He used to be young and happy like Sue and Joanna. However, he became grumpy after failing as an artist. Although they were all struggling artists, they lived in peace until one winter day.Joanna suddenly became ill. Since she was from California, her body wasn't used to the cold weather.
Word power!
Artist. Artist. ThisPicture was painted by a local artist. This picture was painted by a local artist. Apartment. Apartment. We can't get a dog because this apartment is too small. We can't get a dog because this apartment is too small.Peace, peace. Jessica was more at peace when she cared less about other people's opinions. Jessica was more at peace when she cared less about other people's opinions. Ill, ill. Janice was very ill.So we took her to the hospital. Janice was very ill, so we took her to the hospital.
Today's story starts off by saying, on a warm summer day, two young artists met for the first time.
Wow, 所以一开始课文看起来还 OK, 还蛮轻松，就是哇一个温暖的这个夏日哦，有两位年轻的艺术家他们第一次见面 they met for the first time.
Now, an artist is someone who produces art, of course. They could make paintings or they could make drawings. These are just people who make stuff that is nice to look at.
OK, 我们来看一下 artist 这个字哦。我们都知道 art 是艺术。那 artist 后面加 a, 就是整个拼法是 A-R-T-I-S-T, 就在 art 后面加 I-S-T, 就是指的是艺术家是人。OK, 它是一个名词哦。那比方像是我们如果说某人呢 ,he is a very talented artist, that just means he can draw very well. 那另外呢 ,artist 这个字其实还有艺人的意思哦。
Now, we could say this picture was painted by a local artist. One more time, this picture was painted by a local artist.
那 artist 这个字要怎么用呢？从刚刚的例句哦，就是表示这张图片呢是由 local artist, 就是当地的艺术家所画的哦。
Now, are you an artist, Laura? Can you draw? Can you paint?
I can't draw very well. I have to be very honest. I can only draw those stick figures.
Yeah, I'm very good at stick figures, too.
Right.
Everything else, not so much. I guess I'm just not an artist like these two characters are. So let's learn more about our two artists.
Okay.
Sue was from Maine and Joanna from California.
Wow, okay, 所以他们两个的这个 background 背景有点不同。我们首先看到 Sue, 她是来自 Maine, okay, 就是缅因州。然后呢，而 Joanna, 她是来自加州哦。
So they're from two very different places.
Yeah.
One is from the West, California.
Exactly.
The other is from the East in Maine.
Mm.
They were both trying to make a living in New York.
Well, there's something in common, 但是他们两个呢都想要在这个纽约谋生。其中我们看到的 make a living 就有着谋生啦，或是赚钱 ，OK， 来这样子来可以糊口这样子的意思啦。
In the United States, if you're an artist or if you're an actor or an actress, you go to one of two places. You either go to New York, or to Hollywood.
So
they decided to try out New York and see if they can make a living. Now, to save money, they shared a small third-floor apartment.
Okay, 那很多人呢当然要赚钱所以一定要怎么样要 save money, 要省钱这是很重要不然这个生活的花费会很贵啊。所以呢这两个人 Sue 跟 Joanna 他就一起住在怎么样 a small third floor apartment, 就是一个小公寓的三楼。What does apartment mean?
An apartment is a set of rooms on one floor of a large building where someone lives.
Oh, okay, 所以我们都知道 house 当然就是房子。不过现在呢很多地方呢他们可能呢要租公寓哦尤其是少人的住户。所以公寓的英文就是 apartment。那如果你要租公寓的话因为我们可以用 rent an apartment。rent 就是租的意思。
Let's put this in an example sentence for you guys. We could say we can't get a dog because this apartment is too small. One more time, we can't get a dog because this apartment is too small.
Bummer, okay, 我们不能养狗因为这个公寓太小啦。
Of course, living in Taiwan, everybody knows what apartments are.
Right.
Most of us in the big cities, we live in apartments.
That's right.
Now, their neighbor was old Mr. Berman.
Okay, 所以他们还有一个邻居哦。邻居就是 neighbor, 所以他们的邻居呢是有一位叫做 Berman 的老先生。
Okay, let's learn more about this other character, Mr. Berman.
Right.
He used to be young and happy, like Sue and Joanna. So I guess this kind of implies he's kind of a grumpy guy now.
Right, okay. So 我们看到 used to be, 就是 Berman 他以前呢，其实他就像 Sue 和 Joanna 一样的年轻快乐啊。那感觉好像是他现在就不是这样，感觉他现在好像没有那么开心啦。不过在这里我们要停一下，因为我们看到 used to be, 或者是有时候我们常常会搞混的 used to, 这两个到底要怎么用？我们赶快请我们的英文快灯老师跟我们说。
英文
快问快答 ，Oh yeah！
Hello everyone, I'm Winnie. 欢迎来到今天的英文快译通。哦，说到这个英文快译通，我记得我小的时候 ，I used to have an e-dictionary 电子词典。是不是以前大家都人手一台快译通？大家现在说不定都没听过这个名字了。以前有，现在没有。我刚刚是说 I used to have an e-dictionary。我们来学一下这个用法吧。我们用 used to 加原形动词来表示以前习惯做某件事情但现在不做了 or 相反的是以前不做某件事但现在开始习惯做所以我刚刚说小的时候习惯用英文快译通 I used to have an e-dictionary 同时也是在暗示说现在没有在用了啦要注意哦这里的 used to 不是 used 的过去式哦它就是长这样 used to 连在一起的所以刚刚说现在习惯做某事也是可以用 used to 只不过为了要区别现在我们就用 be 动词加 used to 加 noun 名词 So for example 我们可以说某个人以前可能是个夜猫子现在都很早睡耶 She 后面 be 动词我们用 is所以是 she used to stay up late, but now she is used to going to bed early. 这样你知道怎么分了吗？过去习惯我们用 used to 加原形动词，现在习惯呢，我们用 be 动词加 used to 加 noun 名词。所以你刚刚有注意到吗？现在习惯早起，我是说 used to going to bed early， 我是用 V-I-N-G 而不是原形动词哦。We can practice again。 刚刚我说小时候 I used to have an e-dictionary， 那现在呢，我都习惯用手机查字典啦。记得 be 动词加 used to 加名词。 I am used to looking up words on my smartphone。 I am used to looking up words on my smartphone。 How do you look up a word? Do you still use an e-dictionary?Or are you also used to looking up words on your smartphone?
So, before the break, we met old Mr. Berman.
Yeah.
And he used to be happy. He used to be having fun and loving life.
Right.
However, he became grumpy after failing as an artist. Okay, so...He was an artist too,
right.
But it says he failed. Maybe his people didn't like his artwork.
That's right.
And he couldn't make a living, remember that phrase, as an artist.
Okay, 那不过这里有没有得知一些有关刚刚我们说 Berman 老先生哦，他说然而呢，因为他怎么样，他失败的艺术家生涯使他的脾气变得十分的 grumpy. Grumpy 是什么呢？它是个形容词，就是脾气暴躁的哦。So, I don't think he's easy to get along with.
No, if you said, hi, Mr. Berman, he might say, leave me alone. He's not a very nice guy.
Okay, not nice.
He's in a bad mood because he failed as an artist.
Right.
His dream didn't come true.
That's true.
Now, although they were all struggling artists, they lived in peace.Until one winter day.
Oh, okay, 有点转折了这个故事。他说虽然呢他们都是非常辛苦度日的艺术家，诶，他们也倒相安无事相处了好一阵子，直到某一个冬天的某一天。OK, 我们来看一下哦， struggling 在这里呢是个形容词来用，有着辛苦挣扎的意思。那其实平常我们比较熟悉的 struggle 就是有挣扎或者是很努力的实力去做某件事情。
If artists are having a tough time, sometimes we say they're struggling artists. Sometimes we say they're starving artists. It just means they don't make very much money. So it's like, oh, they can't afford much food.
That's
we also saw the word peace there. Peace means a very quiet and pleasant situation in which you are not interrupted. So they lived in peace just means life was quiet. There was nothing bad going on.
Okay, 没错，其实就是说相安无事啦，也没有发生什么事。事情啦，那 peace 呢？其实大家应该就知道，就是什么呢？和平或者是宁静的意思哦，这是个名词。不过如果要用它的形容词，我们可以在后面加字尾 ful， peaceful， 和平的这样的意思啦。
For example, we could say Jessica was more at peace when she cared less about other people's opinions. Jessica was more at peace when she cared less about other people's opinions.
Okay, 当 Jessica 呢，她比较不在乎他人意见的时候呢，她的心境呢，或者状态呢，真的是比较平静哦， at peace.
Okay, moving on with the story. Joanna suddenly became ill. Oh, no.
Okay, and it's a cold winter day, right?
Yes.
这是在冬天，很冷。那 Joanna 怎么样？突然就生病了。Okay, 其中我们看到 ill 这个形容词， what does it mean?
If you are ill, it means you are suffering from a disease or not feeling well.
Oh, no. 所以她 sick, 她生病了。那除了 sick, 我们也可以用 ill, I-L-L 这个形容词。来表示生病的。那如果要表示疾病呢，我们则可以用它的名词，就是 illness, I-L-L-N-E-S-S. And how can we use ill in a sentence, Joe?
We could say Janice was very ill, so we took her to the hospital. Janice was very ill, so we took her to the hospital.
Oh, 可怜的 Janice, 她生病很严重，所以我们当然要带她去哪里？去医院 hospital.
Since she was from California, her body wasn't used to the cold weather. Yes, California and New York, very, very different. California is quite warm, very hot during the summers. New York in the winter is cold.
对呀、啊、I love California. 我真的很喜欢加州的 beach, 就是海滩之类的。但 但是呢也是由于它是来自于加州，那天气通常是比较炎热了，所以它的身体当然就是会不适应这个纽约 New York 的什么 cold weather， 就是冷天气。 Now here we see since. Now since means because here, right? 所以 since 就是既然因为如何如何，就是这样子的意思啦。而 weather 当然就是指天气，不过记得这个字不要跟另外一个字 climate 就是气候搞混哦。
Okay, so she is used to the hot weather of California, but since she's not used to the cold weather, she's become sick, and it's looking like she's in a little bit of trouble.
Oh, no.
But we're going to have to wait to find out what's going to happen.
They're pretty poor.
They're poor. They don't have money.
They're struggling artists.
One of the things that it's difficult to do is to turn on the heat if you don't have money because it's expensive. Everything in New York is so, so expensive. It's a very tough city to survive in as an artist. Now we're going to learn more about what's going to happen to our pair of struggling or starving artists in our next program. But before we leave you today, let's have our wrap up.
Right.
Today on the program, we have traveled to the city of New York. It's a place that draws in people who are creative. Actors, actresses, artists of all kinds.
Broadway.
Art galleries.
Nice.
It's got it all. And it has drawn Sue and Joanna to the city, and they are struggling artists.
I know. 其实呢，本来是两个好好的年轻人，因为他们带着这个梦想哦，想要去这个纽约发展哦，他们的 artist 艺术家的生涯。可是殊不知发生了一个比较不好的状况哦，就是然而呢，就是有一位这个艺术家，他身体不是很好，因为他是来自加州，所以他生病了。She got ill. She got sick.So what's going to happen? And she doesn't have a lot of money.
Yeah, they don't have money. It's a cold, cold winter as they are in New York. So we're going to have to wait until tomorrow when we find out what's going to happen to Sue and Joanna, who is sick. So until then, for A Plus English, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
A Plus 小聚会
Here's to getting a pay raise in the coming year.
Here's to getting a pay raise in the coming year.
Here comes our 小聚会 and I'm Vina. 新年新希望，想知道我的愿望是什么吗？身为幸福学生，还在就学的你们一定无法体会。但新年新希望啊，我就是想要加薪啦。Get a pay raise 就是加薪，只不过呢，这边的 pay 当作名词使用哦，是薪资的意思。High pay and low pay 高薪和低薪 Raise 这个字呢本身它就有举起的意思例如 raise your hands 上课的时候呢或许曾听老师这么说就是请你举手的意思啊甚至大家都能耳熟能详的歌 You raise me up 你鼓舞了我就是使用同一个字哦但是在今天的小聚会里呢是当作增加 increase 的意思 We all receive a pay increase 就是指呢大家最想要的我们都加薪啦说了这么多今天的小聚会到底是什么呢 Here's to getting a pay raise in the coming year 祝新年来个加薪吧 In the coming year 中的 coming 呢就是 come 加上 ing 做形容词的用法以及新年的到来 In the coming year 就是指新年的到来啦那就是指新年咯好吧让我们再来复习一次今天的小聚会吧 Here's to getting a pay raise in the coming yearAnd I'll see you soon.
Here's to getting a pay raise in the coming year.
Here's to getting a pay raise in the coming year.
The leaf that never fell.
On a warm summer day, two young artists met for the first time. Sue was from Maine and Joanna from California.They were both trying to make a living in New York. To save money, they shared a small third-floor apartment. Their neighbor was old Mr. Berman. He used to be young and happy like Sue and Joanna. However, he became grumpy after failing as an artist. Although they were all struggling artists, they lived in peace until one winter day. Joanna suddenly became ill. Since she was from California, her body wasn't used to the cold weather.
Artist, artist. This picture was painted by a local artist. This picture was painted by a local artist. Apartment, apartment. We can't get a dog because this apartment is too small. We can't get a dog because this apartment is too small. Peace, peace. Jessica was more at peace when she cared less about other people's opinions. Jessica was more at peace when she cared less about other people's opinions. Ill, ill. Janice was very ill, so we took her to the hospital. Janice was very ill, so we took her to the hospital.